Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. All right, well, I'm Paul. the trip down there is always the funnest when we're all cramped in these cars going down there for long periods of time. We went, on the way down, we went to the second largest McDonald's that goes over the interstate, and that was really good. It was McDonald's, so. We got down to Oklahoma, and we stayed in a school. It's a pretty small school. So we're all, cramped in the rooms and everything, and there's half the school is newer than the other, and, it has air conditioning, and the other half doesn't. And we got in there, and one of the youth leaders said, "Well, there's air conditioning and non-air conditioning." And we're like, "Oh, cool!" And you're like, and they're like, "Oh, well, you're not in the air conditioning." We're like, "Oh, okay." It was really hot down there. The humidity was just awful. So then the next day, We split up, and we went down through over creeks and bumpies, hills and stuff like that. And we got to the house, we were all anxious to see what we were going to be working in and, how the people were. And we got there, and the husband, his name Bill, he is the nicest person you could ever meet. He is so grateful. I mean, he took care of us. Their wife is really sweet. She's fed us every day, lunch. She took care of us really nice. They have a son named Noah, and he got in a car with a drunk driver, and got in a car wreck, and so he was handicapped, and I think he's 46, around there. At first he was very shy. He would not talk to anybody, and he stayed in a part of the place where we didn't work. And so, but at the end of the week, he gave us all presents and everything, arrowheads to take home, so which was pretty cool. He was really nice, and their dogs were mean, but they warmed us. They warmed up to us too, but what we had to do was, there's three rooms that we were working in, and we went through each room and took a look at them, and the ceilings, or the sheetrock was black, and it was kind of falling off the walls and everything. And so we took all the furniture and posters off the walls and out of the rooms and everything, and made a neat pile outside of the house. And they had this window in each of the rooms that we used to fling the sheetrock out and into a huge pile. It's pretty fun, frisbee type thing. So we tore down all the sheetrock and everything, and replaced and took down the fans. And after that, we put insulation in the inside outside walls. If that makes sense. And then we sheetrocked everything. But what touched us was how Noah was so excited that he could turn on the air conditioning once we got the insulation, and it drops by a lot. And it was
the first night was 10 degrees cooler.
Yeah, the first night was 10 degrees cooler than it was before. And it was really touching, just to see how these people were so grateful that we were down there and helping them. But we did our work each day, and then we would have to load everything back, all the furniture back into the house, and put everything back the way it was. And they had this TV that was gigantic. It weighed 100 pounds. But Landon knows what I'm talking about. When we were finally done, it was the last day, and we were having lunch. And we had it was hamburgers, and they're really good. And Sam was our the coordinator, and so he'd go get tools. That if we needed tools, he'd go get them and bring them back for us. And he told us a story about, you know, an eagle's life, about how it learns to fly, and the mom would fly out with it, with the baby on its back, and pretty soon, after a while, a couple months of that happening, she finally lets the baby fall off her back. But what the baby doesn't realize is the dad is always sitting on a cliff watching, and so that way if the baby doesn't, you know, fly, then the dad goes over there and swoops him, takes him back to the nest. Well, he related that to our lives, about how we have ups and downs, and God's always sitting there watching us and helping us, and then will lift us back up if we choose to let him. And he says we just need to go out there and help other people and keep doing what we did doing. So it's a fun time, and without you all, we wouldn't be able to experience what we experienced. Thank you.